Viter in Shachsphere, Maseches of Avodah Zarah, Man Beis, picking up on Mem Aleph and Beis by the bottom of the page. We admit, second to last line. Ve'ein Suffolk Motzim Midevata. We were in a discussion about, we had mentioned that a Suffolk, a doubt, does not remove from a certainty. Now, the Gemara asks the question, is that really true? Ve'ein Suffolk Motzim Midevata, Vatanya, we're going to send a story time. I reviewed the Maisa Beshev Chaso. Beep, turn the page. Members of enough. Shall Mitzik Echad Biramon, there was a Shivcha of a Rashi explains what it's a Mitzik is a Gavra Alma, a very powerful person, you know, strong type of person. And this person was a Jew. And what happened was, Shetil Nifla Bar, she had a miscarriage or a stillborn, she threw it into a pit. Uba Kohen hates his bow, and the Kohen came and looked inside of it. Rashi says, as in the bow, and the bath throws in the bow, also hates his bow, looks over the pit to know if it was a Zachar or not. And Rashi explains that the talking about it was paskening. He wanted to figure out whether what type of, what was her, Yemei Tumah, Yemei Tara, for a boy or a girl. It's a boy, it's 7 days and 14 for a girl, and 33 days of Tara for a boy, and 66 for a girl. And that's what you're trying to figure out what was going on. So, Leidim Zachar, back in the world, Zachar in a cave, to see if it was Zachar or in a cave. When he looked down, there was nothing there. And what happened was, about myself and Chacham, this story came from Chacham, Vitiaru, and they passed on that this Kohen is Tahor, even though he leaned over. Why? These type of animals are found there. Rashi says, Bardalus is Balash and Arami, Alpha, Matsuyim Sham, Vukvar. Achlu, they ate it, a garu, a lachur, a lachalan, they dragged it to their own pit. Velo, el kohen, ze alamesh, and the kohen was not leaning over, and therefore it's not tummy. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean in this particular case? The vade ate the nephil, for sure she threw the nephil in there. And suffic garu, suffic loguru, and it's a suffic whether it was taken away or not, and yet we say because the suffic comes to be the vade, and we say these tower, and the suffic removes out of the vade. The suffic that was taken away is the vade that goes against the vade that he leaned over this thing when it was there. Says the Gemara, no. Not a raya, not a kasha, because lo tema hitila nefil bar. Don't say that she threw a nefil into the bar. Rather, ila ema hitila kamin nefil bar. Kamin nefil. Rashi explains that means this is talking about what? That this was maybe just a placenta, but there's no baby in there. Rashi says v'svik svika he the shema lo nefil. Maybe it was a nefil. Shfir male ruach. It's just like like we said, there's just a sack without any baby that's inside of it. In fact, the Gemara, I have a whole Eidim Zachem in the cave. It says to see if it's a boy or a girl. Clearly, it must have been a baby. Hachachem, what does it mean to say? Leidim Ruach Epilim Nefelik. They want to say if it's just a Ruach or if it's just a sack or if it's actually a baby. Right? If it's a sack, then there's no Toma, you may Toma, you're tiring. If it's a Nefel, then there is. Vim Tim Salomar Nefelik Til. And if you want to say it's a Nefel. Right, Rashi says, if he sees that it's a Nefel, and now he's going to see if it's a boy or a girl, lay them Zachem Nekeva back in the world, see if it's a boy or a girl. So, we don't have yet the suffix, it's mostly Midei Avade. V'yibayi Seim, another answer you could say, given the Shechuldo Barzis Mesurim Shem, since these type of animals are classically there, Vade Guru, for sure, it drag it away. Rashi Shechakasal Mekach, this is a Chazak with it, V'ha Vade, and therefore it's a Vade, it's a Vade, and a Vade, and therefore we have a Vade, suffix is mostly Midei Avade. Yay, Sivei, Fractic Gemara, Rav Yochanan, we were discussing, dealing with Rav Yochanan Mishalkash yesterday, and now Rav Yochanan comes along and asks the question, he comes against Rav Shlakish. Matza Tavnis Yad Shel Yad the Tavnis Ragel. We found there's a figure of a hand or the figure of a foot. Hare Elu Asirim. These are going to be Asirim. If they should come to him never, because these type of things are worshipped. Amai, why are they Asir? Hashvarim Ninu. But these things are just broken pieces over here, right? They're fragments of a thing that broke by accident. According to Rish Lakish, they should be mutter. So we said yesterday. It says Gemara, Hatir Gema Shmuel. No, Shmuel already explained that what? Ba'omdim al besisan. This is at the very end of Yisrael's daf. This is when the hands of the foot are standing on a pedestal. So therefore, these type of things are worshipped and not just fragments of accidentally broken idols, rather than worshipped. Ah, yay! Svei frekli mar again, akasha. Ovi kacham mevat alavod kacham shalo. A non-Jewish avod azarnik can be mevat al his avod azar. Rashi says, bein shishneim ovdim liyira. One second. Back into this. Ovi kacham mevat alavod kacham shalo vishel chaveiro. He can mevat al his and his friends avod azara. Right, one of Avodah Zarah can nullify his friends, even if they're worshiping different idols. But a Yid cannot be Mevatel Avodah Zarah of a Jew, even if the Yid does whatever type of bittul has to be done, it still remains Asur. Says Rashi, The Avodazari Nick, the guy can be Vata Avodazari, his Avodazari and his friends of Avodazari. Rashi says, Shalom Shel Chavir, Bein Shnei and Bovdom Liyura, Echad Bein Shazeh Oved Lepaor Vizel. Whether this one worships, whether they worship the same one, they worship different ones, they can still go ahead and do such a thing. Rashi says, Vahad Avodaz Gacham Mutar, Say Dei Bittel Nafka Lekaman, Minan Lev Gacham, Shepos Avodaz Gacham, we're going to see like where this comes from. And the point is, a guy can be Vata Avodazari of his and his friends, and you cannot. Amai, why is it true? Tahavik Avodaz Gacham, Shenist Why don't we treat it like an avodazara that broke on its own? Just like according to Rish Lakish, you say that type of situation that if it broke on its own, it's going to be mutter. So we should say also that a yid goes ahead and breaks it. It should be like it broke on its own. Something the Gemara, Amar Abaye Shepchasa. No, we're talking about a case where the yid dented this avodazara. He hit it with a hammer and he like messed it up, but he didn't actually break it, that the pieces are, there's any piece that's actually missing. Rashi says, Hacha ale the Yisrael bepatish, came with a hammer, achinis machotzurasa, like became like dented inside, avaluchis or klum, it's not chasa, if it's not batal, fichib chasa, effectively gemara, and if only dented it may have it, what does it matter? It should still be batal, vahotanak, we're going to the Mishnah, coming up in Nun Gimel, chasa, if it's a vodazara, a guy goes indented as a vodazara, even though it's not chaser, still he's mevatel. So here also it should be the same thing. Says going ohani milad bechasa v'rikochavim, where a vodazara nick, a guy did such a thing. Well, he's showing that he doesn't want it, he's being vatel. Rashi says the gully daite mevazim mevatela. Av bechasi. So what if yid goes and does such a thing? Lo bitla, it's not batel, because this you can't go and compare to where an Avodah Zaranik broke of its own type, like Rabbi Yochanan thought, because Avodah Zaranik is displeased with the idol's inability to protect them, right? Protect even itself from being destroyed. So therefore he's mevatel. But here, the Avodah Zara doesn't object to getting dented, and therefore he doesn't come and nullify, mevatel it. Even when the yid goes in and he does it, it's going to be bittel. It's going to be considered mevatel. If it's a yid that it's gzeira, because dilma magbala v'hadim mevatel it, because maybe the yid was going to lift the avodah zara, and only then he's going to go ahead and he's going to mevatel it. V'have avodas kochavim b'yad Yisrael, and then it would be the case of a avodah zara in the hands of a yid. Chavos kochavim b'yad Yisrael in a bittul yolam. When it's avodah zara in the hands of a yid, it is never mevutal ever. Rashi says u'tuuna geniza, like we're going to see on Daf Nun Beis. Right, in order to go ahead to prevent people from honoring a yid's bittel of his own avodah zara, they said he's not mevatel a guy's avodah zara either. Yes, Rav Yochanan has a question again. Rav Shulakish, let's say a non-Jewish avodah zara nick brought stones from Markulis. Markulis was the name of a avodah zara. It's called Mercury, right? And we make fun of it by calling it Merculus. And there was this whole thing of stones, and the way they would worship it is they would throw stones at it. Says Rashi, Yesh Akum Shalvdim Legal Shalavanim Vekorin La Merculus. Cholabaz Zorik La Evan Vyevodasa. They come, they throw a stone, and that's how you worship it. V'chipa bahen derachim utratios, and he paved roads or highways with these stones, mutaros. The stones are now mutter behana. Rashi Shari bitlo v'kacham shesasa legal. He was a vato because he destroyed this whole pile of stones. V'Yisrael shevi avadim to the Americans. If you did it, v'chipa bahen derachim utratios, the source said it's going to be us. You're not allowed to go on that road. Amai, why is that true? Why doesn't it just be like a zara that broke on its own? It's just like we said before, like Rava mentioned. Maybe he's going to pick it up and serve it then, and it's not ever going to be able to be batel. Ace of A, in fact, the Gemara of Yachin against Rish Lakish, of Kachamisha Shifa, Avodas Kochavim, Lazarko, and Avodas Zarnik, who shaved chips off an idol for his own needs. Rashi explains, what does that mean? He wants to use it for a fire. That he v'shipuyeh mutar, and the avodah zara and the chips and amutar ba'ana. Rashi says because it was mevatel avodah zara when he did it for his own needs. Lesarka, if we did it for its own needs, in other words, rest is liyafusa, for the tree's improvement, then he has, so it's going to be asar v'shipiyam mutarim, but the chips, the wood chips that come off, is going to be mutar. I says the mizrak zarek lehuva lo palach lebo, is using it, they're going to be thrown away and not worshipped, and therefore they're going to be mutar. The yisal shishimot gacham, but if, let's say, a yid shaved off this chips of this tree, of this avodah zarah, Bein the tzarko, no matter what it is, he which you pay, sir, both of them are going to be aser. Amai, but if the yid did it for his own needs, why are they going to be aser? Tavika, what is going to come? That you said is going to be mutter. Right? So just like an accidental broken idol is going to be mutter, so too this tree, and its wood chips should be mutter as well. So it's going to be, this is the same thing that did in the seller's rabbi. He's going to take it on this, he's going to worship, take like ownership over it, and therefore it's never going to be able to be bottled. Hey, survey, frack the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi Omer, we're talking about over here how a yid should get rid of a metal idol that he finds. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, Shochik v'aruach, he can grind it and then scatter it in the wind. Umeit liyam, or throw it into the ocean. Omer lo, they said to him, Afinas Zevel, even so, it becomes fertilizer. And the pasuk says, "Lo yidbak v'yadcha be'uma min acherim." Nothing of the banned property shall adhere to your hand. So, as Rashi points out, this is coming to do what? This pasuk to Aser and Gesiyot from getting enough from the avodah zarah, and it's to stop such enjoyment. The Yossi said, "You know, to go ahead and grind it into powder." But the Chum said that two may end up. Pardon, Rabbi Yossi said, I would say that you have to grind it up. But the Chum is saying that it may end up with the Yid getting Hana from this avodah zarah because that could be used as fertilizer. But Amai, what does it be the answer? Why the Chum thing has nothing to do? To have a kavod kachom shishtabimela, it should be like avodah zarah that's a shabbat on its own. Achamik Rav, to Rav, this was like Rav. Esav, Rabbi Yossi ben Yasyan Omer, Masachor's Drakon. If a Jew found the figure of a Drakon, and this is a dragon, then. Right, we assume this is something, you know, done for avodah zarah. Rosh chutoch, its head was cut off. Safik of chacham, chatcho, safik yisrael, chatcho. We're not sure who chopped it off. Right, the guy or the yid. Mutter, it's got to be mutter behana. Right, I says the talina was chachavim. We were told it's chacham is a sveik sveikahu. V'shem lo nevin meilim, because maybe it was never even served in the first place. It says gemara vayter vadi so chatcho. But let's say it's certain that the Jew cut it off. Also, it's going to be aser amai. Safik of chacham is nisaber meilea. Hachanami to the Rava, here like Rava. Hey, survey again. Yeah, Mishnah coming up on Memches, which is talking about whether it's mutter to plant vegetables under an asher. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af lo yirakos was a geshavim, he didn't plant vegetables even in the winter. Because the stuff that's hanging over there falls on them and it fertilizes the soil from that the usher tree. Amai, but why is it usher to benefit from the stuff that falls on the share? To have a good one, it should be like if, you know, broke on its own, if it should be mutter. Shani Asim says, no, that's different. It's because the main of Azara is still Makuyim, it's still there. Right, that's just a ilan lo batal hakach mivaya and asheres b'men asura. Since the tree's still there, whether this stuff comes off, it's still going to be aser. Beep, turn the page, my base. Ay vashi puyan, but what about the case where the chips of the avodah zarah, the ikar avodas kacham kayemis, it's still there. V'katani, what did we say? Drop earlier, we're still at tzarka. He has service shipuyan mitar. If you do the chips of wood chips yourself, it's going to be mutter. But. If you did it for the tree, for the goodness of the tree, then it's going to be aser. But the tree's still going to be aser. But the chips are going to be mutter. So we see that one can be mavatal, an agav part of the avodah zarah, even if the main thing is still intact. Therefore, the stuff that falls in it should be fine. And for the gemara of Hunabri Derev Yeshua, my lefisha enavos kachavim betela derech gedelasa, because. Why is it the falling stuff that is going to be aser? Because the idol does not become nullified in the course of its natural growth while it's still in its process. Rashi says that darker kol shana lahasir aleha shala. It makes sense that the trees start to the branches shed from it. Legad lechem aval shafan over kachavim daita levata lo shlichem. But if the avodah came along and he, so when it falls on its own, so it changes status. But if you actually chop it off, then the nechrami stuff that comes off is going to be batal. Okay. Now we do a flip. All those are Yochanan against Rish Lakish. Now Rish Lakish gets up and fights back. Eser Shem Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Cain Shabirosha Elon Shalakdish. Vines that's on the top of a tree that's owned by Hektish. Lonanin Vlomolin. We can't get enough from it, but if you do get enough from it, then you're not over an Isser of Me'ila. Rest is Imnane Lomo Midoraisa Shishai of Carbon Me'ila. And we'll explain the reason why soon. Barosha Shalashera is on the top of an Ashera. Yat is Bakana. You can knock it down with a stick. You can knock it down with a stick. And Rashi says, and after knocking the nest down from the Ashera, you could use those twigs that the nest is made of in order to go burn a fire. But you're not allowed to climb the Ashera to go get it because in using the Ashera is like as a ladder and they're forgetting enough from it. So, you have to assume that the case here is that the bird broke off twigs from the Ashera. And built a nest with it. The Mishnah says that one can knock the nest down with a stick and then get a gnaw by using those twigs over here. So what does it show you? That the Mishnah is showing that that an accidentally broken idol is going to be mutter for hana. Oh, what are you going to say about that, Rav Yochanan? As you said, it's going to be aser. And for the Gemara, what are we talking about? Could go into icy eitzim, alma b'kinsa, but I'm not talking about where they didn't get the branches from the actual Asherah tree. Got it from somewhere else. And therefore, they're going to be mutter around now because they didn't come from the Asherah. Daikanami can also figure this out from the fact that it says, the Katani Gabe Ektish, it says, in reference to the nest on top of the tree that's owned by the by Hektish. Zagzokter of Huna Brav Yoshua. The stuff that comes off the Asherah is also because the Avodah Zarah doesn't become butl during its natural growth, right? Like we said, so during the Rashi says this. Tikkun zid darko kol shana l'hashir aleim shalo legad lacherim aval shafa novikacham daitel vatel ashtichan. There was coming along to be mevatelim. Okay, just bring it back where we were. Okay, now. Eser Shimon Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. I just went totally backwards. Okay, let's go back to Daikin. I'm a Gitani Gabi Hektish. Lo Nanav Lo Molin Yamak Bishlamadai Say to me. If you want to say the came from somewhere else, Hanav Gitani Gabi Hektish. That's why he said in reference to Hektish. Lo Nanav Lo Molin. Lo Nanav Midar Abanan. We don't get a no. We shouldn't get a no Midar Abanan. Lo Molin Midar Ice. Midar Ice and Amol because it's, no, it's from somewhere else. The Holo Kadisha. They're not Hektish. Aliyah Mashishavra. Why would you get Mila? Hakadisha, they are Hektish. Therefore, the fact that they're not Mila must be coming from somewhere else. Says Gemara, Midi Aria? Is this a Raya? Of course not. Mishnah could be speaking of where the twigs came from the nest. The mate of the nest came from the tree itself and still some Mila. Why? Because Hakabi Gedulin Abayin Lachamikanas Kinan. We're talking about that it came from after the fact, after the tree was already Mukadash. Because Savar ain Me'ila Begidulin. That is, you're marked as something, and then afterwards stuff grow, and the stuff that goes afterwards, that's not considered Hektish or not. That's a machlokus, and he's going according to that Mandamar. Rabbi Avoham, Rabbi Yochanan. That my yatis, what does it mean when it says that one can knock down this, down the nest from the Asherah. Yatis befrochen. What it means is you can knock it down for the Afrochen, for the little chickies that are inside of it. Amar le Rav Yaakov le Yirmi Baruch Tachlifa Asbir Allah befrochen. I'm going to explain the Mishnah to you that we're talking about befrochen with little chicks. Kan vekan mutar. In both the nest here in the Hektish and in Asherah are going to be mutar. But Beitzim with the Beitzim, Kan v'kan Asur, and both here and the Hektish trees, nests, and those that are in the share are going to be Asur. Amar Ravashi, v'afrochen shetzuchim le'iman, kebeitzim damu. And the little chicks that neither mama are considered like eggs, therefore the very young chicks are Asur when they're found nesting in the Hektish tree or in the share. Somebody's dealing with the Afrochim, they're already born, so then they're both Mutter. The Beitzim, then both of them are going to be Asur. And the Afrochim, the little chicks that need the mama, is like the Beitzim, and therefore they're going to be Asur. Zok the next Heiliger Mishnah, Motzi Kelim. Let's see you find Kim. Valim Tsuris Chamov Tsuris Levana Tsuris Drakon. And you have on them, there's a figure of the sun or the moon or of a dragon. dragon. Then Yolichan the Malach regarding you should throw him to the Dead Sea. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Shaila Mechubadim Asurim. If they are these designs that you find, they're on honorable Kalim, Rashi Shal Kalim Mechubadim She Tashmishan Lekavod. Then it's going to be also Shal Mvuzin Then Mutarim. But if it's on like a simple little kli, like a chad pami thing, so then it's going to be aser. Frankly, Gemara, lemeimra delahani hu depachilu. You want to say it's these that are worshipped, the sun, the moon, the dragon, lemi deachrini lo, other things not, ramini, ashochid l'shem harim l'shem gvoos. If someone shechs an animal for the sake of mountains, rashes l'sar hamamun halaharim, or for that of the rivers, l'shem midbar for the desert, l'shem chavim, l'shem levadim, l'shem kochavim, l'mazalos, l'shem michal, sar gadol, l'shem shilshul katan, for the sake of a shilshul katan, Rashi says it's tolas, it's a worm. And harei elu zivchei mesim, these are considered zivchei mesim sacrifices of the dead, and they're going to be asur again. Nah. So you see over here, all different types of things. So why is it we're saying over here, the sun, the moon, and the dragon? I'm rabbi miflach, in reference to worshipping it, l'chol d'mishkachei palchei, the Vodazarnix will worship everything they find. Meitzar u'miflachi, in reference to depicting and then worshipping it, like putting it on a utensil and worshipping it. Hanitos u'chashivi, it's only these three things. Sun, the moon, the dragon, which are considered chashiv. Tzar l'ulapolchehu, and they depict and they worship. L'midiachrin, with other things, l'noi ba'alma avdilu, they're just doing it for beauty, and therefore it's not going to be aser. Menaket Rav Sheshes Chumrei Masniyasa. Rav Sheshes would collect different cult Mishnayos. Rav Sheshes says Malakin Mishnayos Achamuros Latartzan. Rama Mebesa Medrash Kadei Sheyitnu Liban Leparkan. So he gathered them Betani and he would teach them. And one of them was the following, right? He wanted to get them excited to think. All the different types of mazalos are going to be mutter, and the except for the ones of the sun and the moon. And all of the faces are mutter except for that of a person. All figures are mutter except for that of a dragon. It's like a snake. What are we talking about? Elim Abbas, if you want to see, he's making these, he's depicting these type of things. How is it mutter? Iba Ose, if he's making it, call him Azos Mishari. Vaksev, the Pasuk says, Lo Sasud Iti, you shall not make with me. Right then, the Pasuk says, Elohei Kesav, Elohei Zav, Lo Sasud Lechem. Gods of silver, gods of gold, you shall not make for yourselves. Lo Sasud Kidmus Shamoshai, Hamasham Shin Lefane Bamurim. You shouldn't do like the image of the things that serve me on high. Which means any type of mazel. Elapshita Bamotse. It must be talking about where you find something that's decorated with these things on it, and it's teaching that if somebody finds this kli with this stuff on it, other than the sun and the moon, then it's mutter to get enough from it because we don't assume that it's worship. Which is saying that it's basically only these, everything else would be mutter. Fragta Gemara, Iba Motzi, if you're dealing with the case someone found something decorated with these things, and Mibisiasa, let's look at the middle of the Braisa, Kola Partsufos, Mutar, and all faces are Mutar Chutzmi Partsufadam, except for that of a person. Iba Motzi, if you want to see what we're talking about, you found a Kli which has that of faces. It's going to mount to everything except for a human face. Parts of Adami, Aris, Aser, is it really true? If you find a Kli with a face of a person, it's going to be Aser, Vatanam, we're going to send a Mishnah. Her Mishnah, once again, Lem Tzuris Chama, Tzuris Levon, Tzuris Darokan, Yilchim Yalmel, Tzuris Darokan, in parts of Adam Lo, there's no problem with it. Ella, Pshita Baose. Rather, it must be talking about the middle part of the Bryce, it's talking about making that of a face, and it's matter those of doing everything except for a human. But Rav Huna Beredu of Yeshua goes according to Rav Huna Beredu of Yeshua, which we're going to see in the next daf. Iba Ose, in fact, the one second, but if you want to see it's a Megin, it's a Sefer, look at the Sefer, Kol Tzuris Mutaris, Chutz Mitzuris Darokan, all figures are Mutta except for that of a dragon. dragon ibos, if you're talking when you're making it over there, and therefore it's going to matter anything except for a dragon. So it's not going to be usher. Is really usher. Maksif is not possible. Lost us any tielo hey kesef hey zav, right? Which means that you can't make images of make me gods of silver or gods of gold, which we say. Beep. Turn the page. Only these things are going to be a problem. Serious drug and low, but that of a dracon of a dragon is not a problem over here. Elav shidamotzi, but where you found it over here? Ukitetanan, according to the Mishnah, hamotzi kelim aleim serious chama, and there's a sun on or the moon or a dragon, you should throw into the Yamamelech. Reisha v'seifa b'motzi. What does it say? The reisha and the seifa second when you find it. Masiyasa b'motzi, and the middle one second when you did it. You know where you made it? I'm Rabbi, and yep, Reisha v'seifa b'motzi, masiyasa b'osa. Yep, that's exactly correct. Rava Amar kulam motzi. No, all the entire thing is talking about when you found it. Masiyasa b'yehuda, and the Matsiyas, the middle case is Rabbi Yehuda. The time went to the Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda motzi mosif as af demus minika v'sai apem. Rabbi Yehuda asks the list of usher things. Images that are on a ring, on the ring, also that of a nursing woman, and of Sar Apis. That was a type of thing that was worshipped back in the day. Rashi says, it's made into a Sar. Pardon me, says Gemara. Meinika, the nursing woman was worshipped al shem Chava because of Chava. Shemenika kolam gula, she nursed the whole world. And Sar Apim was worshipped al shem Yosef because the name of Yosef. Shesar umefis is kolam kulo, became a prince and he calmed the entire world. Vehud denaket geriva, and it's that's only going to be aser the Sar Apis when it's holding a measure. Right, Rashi says also Shem Yosef of our parts of Adam Grida Shariba. That's something else is going to be mutter. Vika Kail and it's measuring. Vehi Denakta Bain and the nursing woman is the last one who's holding a child. Vika Menika and she's nursing the child. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.